From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abilee reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for U.S. President Barack Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit. Mr. Obama acknowledged the world remains imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons program and the possibility that the Islamic State could set off radioactive bombs. The two-day summit is aimed at keeping nuclear materials out of the hands of terrorist groups. VOA's White House correspondent Mary Elise Salinas is covering the event.
One of the key goals is to secure loose nuclear materials around the world. And there are still many sites, there are still many areas where those materials are not properly secured and vulnerable to theft. And one of the key questions being addressed today is making sure that people like terror groups are not able to get their hands on it, or other people who have some sort of malicious intention.
A suspected would-be suicide bomber detained last Friday in Cameroon is said not to be one of the more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted 2 years ago. The Nigerian government said the 12-year-old was abducted in Bama when it was overrun by the Sunni insurgent group a year ago. Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup in what the group called a stain on world football. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 construction workers at the Khalifa International Stadium. All those interviewed reported abuse. Some workers lived in cramped and dirty living quarters and were not paid for months at a time. When they were compensated, it was often much less than originally promised. This is VOA News. The UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien says help is urgently needed in reaching additional Syrian refugees in hard-to-reach areas. On the same day, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is appealing to the global community to help resettle Syrians fleeing violence in their country.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
During Wednesday's high-level conference on Syrian refugees in Geneva, Pan called on more affluent countries to help with the ongoing crisis. He said countries like Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq do not have the resources to support the mass influx of refugees. In Kolkata, India, rescue workers and volunteers are working hard to try to save scores who may have trapped underneath a bridge. The bridge, which was under construction, collapsed in eastern India Thursday, killing at least 14 people. VOA reporter Anjana Pasricha is in New Delhi.
What happened this afternoon is that a massive 100-meter-long cement and metal structure apparently snapped and came crashing down, trapping a lot of people, as you said, several killed. So the rescue operations are currently on, and we have to just see where the final toll takes us, but everyone is hoping it won't be too much.
The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power. The new government's prime minister, Fayez Sarraj, arrived at a naval base from Tunisia. He said his government has already begun the difficult task of rebuilding the war-torn nation, unifying the central bank and National Oil Corporation, as well as putting in place policies to ease the suffering of its people. Western nations view the unity government as the best hope for ending years of chaos and uniting multiple factions in the North African country. Kenya will mark the one-year anniversary of the terror attack on Garissa University this Saturday. Al-Shabaab militants killed 148 people there, most of them students. In the past year, Kenya says it has heightened its response capabilities. But the region remains on a high alert for further attacks. Mohammed Yusuf reports from VOA from Nairobi.
On April 2, 2015, four gunmen from the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab stormed Garissa University in northeastern Kenya. 22-year-old Steve Mwangi was there. He hid in a cupboard with three others.
We headed from around 7 in the morning to...
In Washington, I'm Gia Billy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.